Another thing it was good that provincial quarters was workshops on the review of recruitment. Recruitment as a testing strategy for social service practitioners, and this workshop has been conducted by end of the third quarter, and we have developed the initial report in over and above that. So, services for all our veterans, we had a target supporting of the National Active Aging Program, and this was supported in Kimberley. Some of the other members might have added that. It was supported in Kimberley from the 25th to the 31st of October 2015, which is still within the period under review. And we also had a target to provide training to caregivers on the older persons that are accredited at training manual in four provinces. And this was done in the following provinces in 3 states, the Bobo Hotel as well as in Mpumalanga. So the training was done for the caregivers that are working those provinces on the older provinces accredited manual. We also had a target to provide training to 3 provinces on the elimination electronic elder abuse register, and this was done in the training was provided in KZN, Eastern Cape, as well as in Mpumalanga province. On services to children, we had a number of targets, including consolidating proof of the ECD policy, and this was well achieved. We did not meet fully the target on the relation to HR plan, where we had a target to consult the HR plan in all the provinces, but this was done in the HR plan was presented to provinces on 10 August, but the initial workshop had not been held by the end of the third quarter. We had also a target to increase the number of children that are accessing early development profit by 3%. This was set off achieved by 4%. But also we need to state that the information that we had excluded provinces such as Western Cape and Northern Cape, because we only received information from the 7 provinces, including those that I have just mentioned. On capacity building on the universal access with urban provinces, this was conducted in Western Cape and Gauteng on the urban. We also had a target to screen persons working with children. The target is 7,500, and there was an overwhelming turnout. 17,480 persons working with children were assessed or screened under child protection process of B during the period of the review. Also, another target was to collect another information from community child and care services through speed and model, and this has been achieved, other members. Also, we had a target of other children to conduct 2 advocacy and capacity building workshops, and these were done and with SAGA and officials and NGO representatives, and this was conducted in partnership with the Save the Children, South Africa, during 2019-2020 and November 2015. We also had the targets of foster care treatment, so audit foster care families in 6 provinces, and the fieldwork report is available, and primary audit report has been compiled during the project review. We also had the target to monitor the implementation and transformation strategy for child and youth care workers in 3 provinces, and here we did it in the 5 provinces. Another target was collecting another data on recognized child households from 9 provinces, and the data has been collected and analyzed to get to that. On consultation with Parliamentary Committee Second Amendment Bill, where we wanted another target to approve approval of the Second Amendment Bill, and the Medicine Committee on Social Development was briefed on the proposed amendments to the Children Act during on the 28th of October 2015. On social crime prevention, we are to monitor access to service providers that are providing direction programs in 3 provinces, and indeed it was in the Popo, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and the numbers are provided, because it's not only in the province but online provinces and 24 organizations were able to be accredited. We also had a monitoring prevention plan for prevention and early intervention program in 5 provinces, and this was monitored the prevention and prevention on intervention in 8 provinces, and with the exception of Mpumalanga province. On victim empowerment, we had a target to increase the number of people that are accessing our command center services. The target is annually is 10%, and so on a daily basis we monitor the number of people that are accessing, and the breakdown is being provided 1 cases in each month over the quarter. In October, they had 3,599 calls. In November, there were 1,903 calls. In December, 865 calls. So overall, during the quarter review, the department received 3,267 calls through their common center, which is on gender prevalence. Also, we had a target established 4 white doors. This was not fully achieved. There's only one white door factor was established in Bloemfontein during the period under review. We also had a target to monitor proposal within empowerment program services in 22 sites. Yeah, this was overseen as 47 sites in the following provinces, in the Cape State, Gauteng, the Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and Western Cape are now collecting that percent. On foster abuse and families program, we had a target to consult the capacity building program for teenage parents in 3 provinces, and this was fully achieved. We also had a target to conduct education awareness campaigns in 9 local municipalities, and indeed we were able not to reach all the 9 but to reach 7 by end of the third quarter, and the breakdown is provided on the extra municipalities where this was done. They include Malahleni, Kirongalamini, Mokalagwena, Mokopane, Ivuta, Langberg, Marafong, and Fulane. These were provinces where the actual set of use program were able in terms of the education awareness campaign content. We also had a target to conduct roadshows in 3 provinces to increase access to community-based services, and the roadshows were conducted in Northern Cape, Gauteng, Eastern Cape, as well as Limpopo. We did meet all the 3 provinces as targeted. We also had a target to facilitate development of the National Data Plan in 2 provinces and in 2 key national departments, and this was done in 3 provinces, and also in terms of the another local area where we did it was Egoruleni in Gauteng. Program 4 on youth, we also had a target to reach young people through mobilization programs, and as you can see, because I'm sure other members will note, due to a high number of unemployed young people, and also in line with the department's MIKONZO program in terms of participation in emerging communities, we are able to reach more young people as we compared to what we have planned. There's a target of 200, and I'm sure it's over 1,000 and thousands of young people that we can reach, including donors and are attending our camps. And so forth. It also, the target of establishing youth clubs, we end up establishing many other pastures for young people as we do our project because of which many of our poor communities, because we interact with the number of young people that are enrolled in those areas. Also, on HIV-AIDS program, we are targeted as well to provide psychosocial services to a number of beneficiaries, as I said, through our public participation. It has been effective, at times we are able to reach more, and at times we are not. For example, in the third quarter, we had a target of 25,000 beneficiaries, both psychosocial support, but it did not meet that target. There's only 340, just over 140,000 people we reached in the third quarter, and this is also late submissions of reports from our provincial counterparts, and during the third quarter, it was only 5 provinces that had submitted their reports to us. So the number, that's why it's a bit lower than what we targeted. We also need a target to do training on 75 facilitators on community capacity enhancement. This was fully met, and also we did not fully meet our target of doing training of the community care as well as social programs. It's only we are short with 5 for us to reach the targets of the standards. On services to public disabilities, we had started to conduct consultations in 9 provinces, and the second phase and final, for both second and final phase of the transformation plan was developed, and the top plan has been conducted to provinces, both the technical team and the service provider has been appointed to edit the top plan. The final program, as you know, is the social policy and integrated services. I'll start with the special process and innovation, where our EPWP program was. We had a target to create 21,358 work opportunities, by end of the third quarter, this target was not fully met. But I won't say it was not fully met because one of the major challenges has been their MID 15 emissions has been very, very low. So there's been a serious challenge within the EPWP reporting scheme, and it affected the reporting on where opportunities have been created. But nonetheless, we have not met in terms of the information. It's only just about 6,000 instead of the 21,000 that we had targeted. Also, another target was for us as a social development to facilitate the provision of services that we provide in social development, especially to military veterans. As I remember, by the end of the third quarter, there were 171 military veterans that have been recruited through the EPWP program, and they've been appointed as part of the economic support program. And the breakdown has been provided in terms of the 171, how many of the military veterans through the EPWP has been able to be recruited. In the first day, there were 28 in Gauteng, 51, KZN, 34. In the Popo, they were 34, Northern Cape, 29, Northwest 15, and this military veteran that had assumed their duty through the EPW program on the 1st of December 2015. On services relating to the non-profit organizations, we had a target through the registration with to process an equivalent of applications that we have within 2 months, and this was fully met. The target was fully met. Also, we had a target to conduct national roadshows in 20 local municipalities, and we were able to reach more than the 28 local municipalities. We reached through the 20 NPO roadshows that we were able to conduct. We also had a target to train 750 NPOs as one of the quality targets. I did indicate when I tried to respond on the issue that I raised from the second quarter, to say the under target is 3,000, so quarterly 750. These are overachieved, as many NPOs who are trained on government and compliance with the regards to the non-profit organization act. On positive development, we've got Project Mikonzo, where the target to reach 79 through Project Mikonzo, as I did indicate that the department in previous financial year had intensified in terms of its public participation or the other programs. And we had overachieved in terms of the number of work that we ended up with reaching because of various reasons, especially in terms of the plans of the poor people in many of the communities. We also had a target to provide support to cooperatives, many cooperatives were supported through various programs, through the profiling, the community profiling that we do as a department, and the numbers are being provided in terms of the numbers in Gauteng, Northern Cape, as well as in the Northern province. Finally, is about the support, skill and community development that the department provides to community nutrition development centers. We continue to provide support, and the period under review is just about 155 of community nutrition development centers were supported by the department. And also, we had a target to reach many people in terms of making sure they have fresh food through our various programs as a department. You would note that we did not reach our target. We had target 150,000, but it's only 106 people according to the figures that we have on the process that we can verify, because some of the provinces did not submit their reports on the number of people that we're able to reach through our programs for them to access food. Okay, the target on making sure that some of the households as well, with the target of 10,000 households to access food through our program, this was almost 76,000 households were under in during the third quarter, households were accessing food. Then that brings me to the end of the first part of the presentation, which was focused mainly on the third quarter, and I'm sure to you, Chair, I'm not sure if I need to proceed to look at the fourth quarter, but I'm done with the third quarter.
Thank you very much. I will also ask the members. Members here in the presentation, would you want to either to it now, or do you want to the presenter to continue? I can see Liz's hand up. I hope that's all your right name.
Chairperson, that we move on to the next presentation as well, because of course some of the issues that are flagged in some of these presentations, some issues might be dealt in the next quarter. So can we proceed and then we take a round of questions after the fourth quarter presentation?
I'll seek it because I doubt now that we should go through the whole thing and then the documents and then question. We'll have to see how it's interlinking. Thank you.
I'm not informed about Obi's name, Masango's name, Mabigo's name,
and Mom's name.
The IT, we had a target on the legislative platform, the government case of the project was approved by end of the fourth quarter. Also, we wanted to analyze the integration of the system and to continue the integration system, and both these were achieved by end of the first quarter, and do so exactly where the testing has been integrated. With regards to the international requirements, specific decision approved, child processing practice, alternative care, as well as the CPR function. That's where the integration has been tested and the demonstrated that is operational. Also on IT, on the third quarter was for the department to start and deploy automated workflow process, and this was a process was started and successfully deployed. Moving to program two, I did indicate colleagues that we have really met our target in terms of transfer to the social grants on all the projected numbers, and with the exception of the disability grant, as I did indicate, we noticed a decline, and because of the much more stricter procedures or assessments that was imposing or making sure this has been safe for people to qualify for disability grants. So there was a slight low uptake in regards to disability grants, but all other grants, I think we had fully met our target. Then moving to program B, we had a target to manage oversight and produce oversight reports. For the fourth quarter, it was one oversight report, and inside business and the technical team reaching oversight report was produced in that. We also had a target to adjust mid-test for the other person's grant, and the mid-test was adjusted in the first quarter as well as in the fourth quarter. In the first quarter, we did report that it was adjusted. It was also adjusted the mid-test with the other person's grant and the third quarter. Regarding to appeal adjudication, we had a target to adjudicate 100% of appeals within 90 days, and this was over, I think, 88.9% of appeals that we received. The numbers are there. We received 441, but we were able to adjudicate 496. We also had a target to cross-adjudicate all the appeals that we received from FAFSA with full records or complete records, and these were fully achieved. Moving to program 4 on water services. The target to conduct water service inspections with experts and stakeholders on issues emanating from the review, and this was done, and finalized comprehensive summary review report with findings of the report and a recommendation and proposal has been completed by end of the fourth quarter. We also had a target to conduct national and provincial distribution of social services workforce, and this was conducted in national and provincial distribution through the top crisis as reported in the third quarter as well. Is still accepted on the fourth. On service standards and other principles, we had a target to develop a draft review of the improvement and retention strategy for social service practitioners, and this was fully matched. The target was fully met by end of the fourth quarter. Also, the target to evaluation and planning for the next anti-aging program, and the evaluation and planning for the next aging did take place on the 4th of December. That was after the active aging week had completed and ended. It was done on the 25th of November, as concept was during the third quarter. On services to children, we had to develop the rollout plan for the implementation of the equity policy, and the last implementation plan had been developed to that regard. We also had a target to finalize our DFDSR plan, and our DFDSR plan has been agreed upon by our own SR unit department, the OT units, as well as the CG, and are waiting approval by the DDC for our services. We also had the target to develop the rollout plan for the implementation of ECD comprehensive program, implementation of comprehensive ECD program, and the draft implementation plans been developed in that regard. Moving forward, also on children, we had to consolidate all the inputs that we received for the finalization on the village development for ECD to be developed and consolidated with the provinces. The third draft report of the audit of HR capacity, Department of Social Development, Health and Basic Education at National and Provincial has been presented. And what you can report as well, Honorable Chair, is that the Minister of Higher Education and Training has gathered help to draft curriculum minimum requirement for programs, which will lead to the qualification in higher education for practitioners as well as educators in the ECD space. And this profitability work with children, it had 7,500 in other quarters. By end of the third quarter, of the fourth quarter, this was over more than 30,000 patients were integrated to the prevention of child protection, which is part B. We also had a target to collect and analyze information from the provinces on the immunization system in the hotel, and this was done as reported also in the third quarter. Also on children, we had to have an adoption report on child protection and participation, and this was launched, the child protection week was launched in Kofstad, in KZN, and the closed room on the rest had in social group to the first quarter. So the adoption report was done since that child protection week. We also had the targets to conduct 3 advocacy capacity building workshops, and this was done in Kibombo, Western Cape, and on the 17th March in Bumalo Province. We also had the target to compile annual reports on the monitoring of the implementation of provincial transformation services for child care workers, and by end of the implementation of the provincial transformation services on child care workers has been completed. Still on children, we had the target to collect and analyze data on the recognized child in UK and child at the households from 9 provinces, and the data is reported in the third quarter as well as in other quarters. The target was fully met. The also another target toward the approval of the child of the second amendment bill, which has been approved by cabinet, and there were consultation that were attended consultation meetings with the portfolio committee on the day of the military 23-24 February, and then there's on the 9th, 15th and 17th of March 2016. This way consultation meetings that were held with the portfolio committee that are presenting it. The services regarding social care prevention were the target to complete the reports on the implementation plans of prevention and early intervention programs in the 9 provinces, and the reports available and for all the 9 provinces. We had a target for the data reports on the general justice system and the content reports on training and monitoring of our accreditation structures on the regional system, and the other system is available. On the team empowerment, it's about to monitor reports that I did say through the people that are accessing our command center for gender-based violence. We have exceeded the quarterly target, and 36 are provided. By end of the quarter, we had even finished the target, as 10,153 people had been calling or accessing our command center for gender-based violence. We also have a target to complete the training reports, and online provinces have been trained on the police framework and consolidated approaches to combat. On anti-substance abuse in families, we had a target to contact the disaster state in 3 provinces, and not only 3 but all provinces been contacted on the target to support families that are facing the imminent risk of removal of one family member or the child family member. And these consultations were done in Western Cape, if we came to the capital, it doesn't matter. We also had a target to facilitate registration of a public treatment center, and Kisheho treatment center in Kulukwane and Yehombo was assessed on 22 and 23rd of March 2015, and the condition registration was granted to NS Malkas treatment center in the Eastern Cape. We also had a target to conduct roadshows in 3 provinces in order to increase access to community-based services, and roadshows to conduct in West Cape, Northwest, as well as Limpopo province. On program for young people, for youth, we, as I did indicate, that we should have risk for enough young people because of their unemployment, as well as in line with our efforts for increase our footprint as the department. With as many young people as many people have been participating in mobilization programs, as well as youth participating in this development program. So we have facilitated the number of those that have been targeted. We also decided HIV/AIDS program to train 50 implementers in behavior change. This was overachieved as 89 implementers have been set to behavior change. We took all in the third quarter. We did not seem to have achieved because of the number of provinces that did not provide their report. But in the period that I review, we had all achieved the target. We also had the target to train facilitators on community capacity management, and the target was not fully met, as only 54 facilitators were trained, and yet on HIV/AIDS was provided to the South community, taking us on five national programs, and this was far, I think, as well as enough net to home caregivers with contrary to people with disabilities, where a target to finalize the national disability rights policy implementation tools, and we can report that the implementation metric for the national disability rights policy was approved on the 9th of December 2015, and the National Disability Rights Summit was hosted, as you recall, from the 10th to the 12th of March 2016, and which then the conference adopted the IRIN declaration and resolutions, which identifies priorities for the implementation, and so forth. We also had a target to finalize the 2015 Disability Inequality Report, and the Disability Inequality Index was developed in partnership with the South Africa. On concept development, we had a target to profile communities, and in the period under review, the target was 50, and we seem to have profiled more than what we had targeted. And on reaching people, making sure that people have fresh food through our DSP program, the target was 1,050, and this was not fully met, as only 106 people were reached, and making sure that they are fresh food through DSP program. But we seem to have, we seem always to be overachieved when it comes to reaching households as compared to people. You know that the target there on the number of households that you target was 10,000, but you have only reached 5 million and above the 6,000 for us. Also, on community development, we had a target to reach 50,000 people through mobilization program. This was fully met. Also, we had a target to provide support to 80 community-based organizations and 519 community-based organizations received support through DFD. We also had a target to develop 100 community-based plans and have over 700 community-based plans were developed during the current interview. That then brings me to the end of the performance information, and I'm sure now, definitely I can hand over to you, but we can now move to the expenditure report in terms of how we performed under both head and the fourth quarter. Thank you, Honorable members, for your attention.
So then continue accordingly, that we go to expenditure. No, I have requested that we stretch up our legs. So. We have given you some minutes therefore to settle and put your machinery as you want while we stretch our legs. We welcome you, Deputy Minister. We shall take the 2 minutes break to continue. can we then allow the CFO to do his work? Thank you.
Good morning, members. With regards to the expenditure, we're going to present the full year, all four quarters together. But in terms of the final appropriation for quarter 16, was 7.8 billion. Of that, we spent 98.9%, which is 136.4 billion. Now, if we score the basis, now as you can see that we spent maybe 34 billion in this quarter. Go into the expenditure for program. It's about the administration, where we spend 90% of the elevated budget.
I mean, your screen is not really very clear. Maybe members, they will use also their
The as I said, administration program spent 100% of its elevated budget of 305 million. The program to social assistance 128.8 billion. We spent 128.3 billion. 98.8%. Social security policy, we spend 99% of our allocated budget. This program 4, we spend 99.7% of the budget. And program 5, we spend 99.95% of the budget. We'll go into the explanations of the underspend when we look at the programs. In terms of the economic justification, on compensation of employees, we spend 100%. On goods and services, we spend 99.7% of our budget. If you go into the transfers and subsidies, overall we spend 98.9% of the budget. And in terms of the capital assets, we spend 100% of the budget. Maybe the big underspend of 1.4 billion under program. It's mainly related to underspending grants. In terms of our sort of graph, in terms of how we spent, you'll see that we spent almost an average 34 billion per month on 34 billion on average per month. In terms of the goods and services, but when it comes in terms of compensation, but when it comes to goods and services, it's a bit erratic. In the last month, we really have to keep managing the fund because we were doing it sufficient funds at the end of the year. So, unlike other departments where you see a spike, we actually have less expenses in the last 2 months. In terms of, we go to program one, then 100% spend of the budget. Quarter 169 million, quarter 2 91.68 and 75 in quarter 4. If we go in detail, you can see that all the sub-programs spent 100% of this allocated budget. In terms of economic classification again, we also spend 100% of those allocated budgets. Program to social assistance, 98.8% of the budget, and mainly the understanding in some of the grants that we see on the slide 5. Foster care, disability and war veterans. Program 3, social security policy and administration, 99.9% of the budget. On average 32 million per month that we spent. If you go into the economic classification, mainly the one that major underspend there is in appeals, and mainly that is with regards to provision for legal services, and mainly reliant on the state that they need to provide invoices for payment. That's what we then used in an underspend. But then in the case we underspend also the goods and services for the same amounts. And from four wealth resources, we spend 99.7% of the budget. Very up and down, also 147 million, 239 million, 120 million, and then 258 members. That mainly was cast out transfers and extras for the social work bursaries that indicated show that use spikes in quarter two and four. In terms of the economic the program spend, so only the service standards where there was an unspent of 1.8 million. That's mainly with regards to transfers to NPOs, and that's with regards to compliance issues before we can transfer the funds to the NPOs. Program 4, well, this is policy development, economic justification, it's mainly the transfer section, and again, for non-profit institutions, the 1.8 million, as I indicated earlier, compensation and goods and services, the 100% spending budget. Program 5, we've got 99.9% of our budget spent. Again, a bit elastic, quarter 1 and quarter 3. And mainly with regards to community, see that the spending and then community development, which is quite high in the quarters 2 and quarter 3 and quarter 4. In the economic classification, 99.2% with regards to the transfers, again 100% on the current side, compensation and goods and services, and this underspending is mainly related to a non-payment to, it's a foreign payment that we made that we didn't finalize. Thank you.
Other programs. Should that be a yes?
fund and murder. But let me finish. And I would want to ask you, is there significant integration or working together with the mental, with the Department of Health, particularly on mental health? I'm saying this because I've been always knowing that a mental health a unit of the Department of Health deals with preventive and promoting, that children are not allowed to grow in an environment that can cause harm by them internalizing activities that are not good for their health, and also interventions to ensure that they are not subjected to stressful situations. And also I've known these areas to have beds, because these are smaller units in hospitals for outpatients, and when you are severely, even if it's a traumatic situation, a tragedy, but it does relate to what social development has in school. So I think I've seen a lot of training people to deal with psychiatric, training communities, ordinary communities, because I think anything that is psychological requires speciality and carries a lot of laws to protect those people. I would want to know your relationship in that area. Or if it's not there, do you intend as a department, because you're doing exactly the same, to an extent that other hospitals are employ such professional psychiatrists, psychologists, as well as social workers to work in the hospital. But I don't get the DFT in all their presentations saying they are seeing this as an opportunity that can feed their work in reaching out to the villages where this drug affected people exist in the main. And in too far, when you can say the mental institution is in PE for someone who is in the economy, who would even not know how to get there. So I would want that response. When you answer, you can also include that one. Madam, you raise your hand.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think I'm going to just ask a couple of clarity-seeking questions. I think in terms of the third and fourth quarter with regards to the victim empowerment program, I think the issue around the gender-based violence command center, I think it's commendable that the department is exceeding the targets in this regard. But I just want to see clarity. Of course, it could just be getting caught, but I need to get an understanding. Well, Chairperson spoke about integration. I need to get an understanding once we get the calls. Is there a follow-up and a monitoring and evaluation from the department side to see that it doesn't just remain calls? Because it's fine for people to phone in, but then what do we do to ensure that the command center actually delivers results? And I ask this because we are facing a situation where, yes, your command center is applaudable. You are winning awards for that command center. It's getting increased volumes. Are we making sure that there's adequate outcome in terms of follow-up and monitoring evaluation, in terms of cases referred to the police, in terms of the justice system, in terms of follow-through to make sure that these cases are not only reported to the command center, but then follow-through and follow-up? I know you didn't put it as a target to say, these are the cases we want to successfully resolve, because it doesn't necessarily fall within your scope. But I think for us, we are the custodians of this program now. It came from women, children, and people with disabilities. So I want to be comforted to say, okay, we are exceeding in the target. We are getting more and more calls. But are we successfully dealing with cases that are referred to the command center? Also, in one of the slides, you talked about not meeting your target. You wanted to have four white door centers established. You've only established one. I need to now get an understanding as to why we didn't have the other three, what were the challenges, and what is the plan going forward to make sure that we do get those up and running. In terms of your targets for adoptions, I think somewhere I saw a target of 545 in one of the quarters. Are we meeting those targets? I understand in the opening remarks there was a comment about that we cannot list all of the reasons why we are not meeting targets. But then in one of the, which I completely understand, but then in one of the reasons you said there, that you say, let me just get there, it says reach. Reasons such as rescheduling of meetings, which is fine, but then you talk about lack of capacity as well as faulty electronic systems. So I just wanted to make sure that you are addressing these challenges. And finally, under Program 3, I think there was a reason that indicated slow expenditure under business advisory consultants as a result of the delay in the appointment of the author for the Social Security Review publication project.
The department managed to appoint an author, if not, then you're planning to do so.
Thank you,
Chief. Can I then acknowledge Mama Whip and Mama Sam, but it will help us if we start by responding to this. And I wish they would be according to programs for picking up the minutes. Okay.
Thank you so much, Honourable Chair. I was going to say the DM has arrived. If the DM is around, so the DM is going to get the first bite, and it is the rest of us. But I'm not sure the DM. The DM
you better think that DM is going to be free to lift up the hand if she believes she wants to. But she's part of this generation, is welcome all the time. But you always leave that protocol if only it's being addressed issues. But for now, we are engaging honorable Deputy Minister. We will be free to add or to start whenever you still want to do that. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair. I'll request Mrs. Coney to take the ones that are related to the office services, like first one, and on integration, then we'll deal with the on the VP, she's going to be on the same floor too, and then the rest was social support, and I think the team will look into it.
Can you ask what Sony? I have acknowledged the WIP and Mama Matango and other, Mama Wilson, after we have received this form.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. I'll start with the question that relates to integration on mental health issues. I just need to indicate that social development from now will really play a minimal role in terms of mental health issues. We're more on a referral mode when we identify a child or an adult with mental related issues. We do provide psychosocial support, however, we rely mostly on health. But I must also indicate that during the ministerial review on white paper, mental health was identified as a weakness for social development where we need to strengthen. As a result, the committee also invited us so that we sit in one room, we interacted in terms of what role can social development play in strengthening mental health interventions, more especially on the community-based mental health interventions. So this service will be strengthened with the review of white paper, where we really identify a niche for social development in terms of playing a greater role than what we're doing currently. In terms of the GDV, the command center, yes, we do analysis of cases that are received through the calls. There are social workers in each district that are following up on all these cases that are reported through the command center, and we do have an analysis of each and every case as to what happens, is how far is it, where is it, because it's allocated to a specific social area in that particular area. I must also indicate we work within the cluster. We work with NPA, the state police, and other key departments to ensure that, and health, which is very key, to ensure that the referral mechanism is strong, because the victims, we don't want them to really suffer from that victimization. But we do analyze the cases. One white door versus four. The annual target was four, but we managed to, for the quarter three, to only establish one.
we sometimes have challenges in more cases in provinces for the land, because what we do, we use in caravans to establish this right there. So the money is at national level. We contract or work with key provinces, identified provinces, to establish these right doors. So the delay is mostly about availability of land, securing land by the specific province to be able for us to buy the necessary equipment and train staff and buy the necessary resources that are required. But I must say there is improvement in terms of, you know, identifying such sites. Sometimes the province will identify sites 3 months down the line that there's a dispute around the very site or the very NGO that must run the white door. But it's really improving a lot, because also the deputy minister is trying to work with traditional leaders in certain areas where she secured various lands where we are really rolling out the white door centers, because we find this as a very good intervention. And we also need to really educate communities to be available to provide these services, because we have the resources. We just need an NGO site to say, here's a site, come and establish a program and a facility to run these child centers. For adoption, yes, we're meeting our targets. However, I need to indicate that, remember what we do at national level in terms of the target. We say we want to register all the processed adoption cases. Sometimes you find that there are incomplete court records, so we are unable to register if there is incomplete records, so we send back. So you find that in deviations, in cases that could not be registered, then they will send back for proper court documents for us to properly register. So that makes us to deviate in most cases. I think you also see it even this year, because we try to see how can we catch it, because it's still a national function, registering of adoptions. But the fact that the courts are continuously providing faulty documents, we really had a meeting with them to say, these are type of documents we require for us to register. And it delays other processes for the child to be registered through Home Affairs and others, because if we're not registered, you're not getting all the quality common documents to really proceed with other processes. So it's something that we currently sorting out. I think for now those are the four. If I've left something, then members, honourable members will hear.
Question having been answered, I don't think members of the portfolio committee asked us to get a response. But I think they also need a way forward. If you are actually saying these were delays, so it would be important for the members of the department to further say we are doing something about that particular challenge. For example, I would then wish to say, I think it's not going to be safer to all train ordinary members who have no other skill in so far as dealing with the drugs and the young people in our society. I think there should be more inquiry. And I think, Cisco, it could be more better when you engage with the very department or unit more than at a ministerial level. Because I think the Department of Health is doing this way. I was a nurse and I have a qualification in that, and we were doing it. Because when they are really, really at the high level, they kill people, they really murder, and we have been involved in areas where 5 family members were wiped with an egg by polar pestis. So I think for the safety and security, you need to have not necessarily mandate or yourself being mandated, but because the social workers might be there, but they might not be doing it. It's called social workers. For example, I know many cases of children who go to court without a single social worker. And when you go to the police station, it's written that a social worker will be present, but there are no social workers. And I think because as a department, it's your mandate to protect the children, so your back is not covered. If those social workers are not doing that work,
And I've known children, I know children are always left without parents, going boozing, and they end up being children abused on their own, alone at home. So I think when you deal with this question for us, if you, next time you must tell us that you have been able to look into short-term measures, how to deal, while long-term outfalls with your executive authorities at their interministerial level. But I think there's really, really water under the bridge. And this one is your matter of a deputy minister. Communities, I think time will come for us to identify which communities are comfortable with a particular program. In other areas, extended family members, omalumegas, omakul, would want to support, but they are not going to get the support from social development. Because social development wants an infrastructure. So I also, the issue of the infrastructure and the funding and the availability of extended family must be looked into. It's not every community that requires that house. Because once you have a house, you will need a security, you will need, but I think the extended family and family members, it must be checked if all communities do not have that obligation. And I think when the minister, deputy minister makes an input, he will touch on that. For example, building a white door, I think people won't agree their families to go there. But I think you will look with the minister, will have the deputy minister, when they come back, they have their own time of summarizing, they will work with that. Now the issue is with Mama Masango and Mama Princess of the Pool.
Thanks a lot, Mama Kava. My first question will be on page 8 of the report. Normally, when questions are asked in Parliament to the Minister, as a whip, I'll check each question. Now ask whether it's opposition or whether it's from the ANC. And then if questions are not answered that day, then that's going to written, then I'll check, you know, whether they were written replies. Now when it comes to act, there's a connection with one of the questions asked. We speak about 103 offices under construction. And we can go to slide 15. It also speaks about renovations and constructions. And it will be good for us, because I remember the minister said was the one of course, Lunatel. It was still under construction, but it was operational. And I think what's important for us now as a committee, when it comes to these constructions and renovations, do you have agreements with the Department of Public Works? Because if it is a provincial, that is number one. Number two, are you satisfied when it comes to the progress of the work? Because we can't judge at which stage this is now. Because I think good if we knew this is a relation taking place and it's an attachment to the report. And then how far? And then where will it be finalized? Is it operational? Is it not operational? You know, things like that. So I'm not, because the timelines are attached to these things, but don't get the sense that it is completed or it is incompleted or not. So that is one of my questions. Now we just look at the next I'm late to do this live in this case. Just the next one. So I just wrote down the number and now I'll go to the pages. The next one that I'm looking at. Wait, I got you. I think it's near. Yes. The next is page 11. When you pick it up again, I think it's like 21, and I think you pick it up again, it's like 85, and then you pick it up, war veterans. I'm going to speak to war veterans. You pick it up on slide 53, and you're going to pick it up again on page 86. Now, with the war veterans grant beneficiaries, you put it down as 56. But when it comes to achievement, it's 261. And then you repeat the same thing in your slide, I think on 53. But in my opinion, the war veterans stand at 52. So it should remain the same. Because the war veterans are still the war of the first, I know the first by the second. And then what you say in another slide when you speak about the finances, this is at the part of your unexpenditure. And I can't understand that. How can it be part of unexpenditure if war veterans, you know, remain the same? It's a different thing if there were more war veterans doing application. Then on page, I'll just do a few, then I'll stop and I'll take a look and back. Page 15, slide 30, and that is on social grounds. Just see where I put it up again. I think I put it up again, but I won't speak to it. That order on foster care families in the six provinces of that was selected. I think we should get that audit because I remember it was done in our area. And we asked the social workers what we were doing, and they said they were doing an audit on foster grounds. So that is important for the committee to receive. The foster grants, 21. And let me look. I am interested in the DVV centers. They are on 65, and I think there is another place where it is. We do speak about the accolades you're receiving for the center. But when will we replicate these centers in our other provinces? I think that's really important. Of course, we only have this one, but we'd like to see it replicated. And we don't see any replications, you know, within our other areas, because we have like the Lifeline, in the work, etc., your NGO. Then on page...
So can I request that you look into that page for the next slide?
All right.
So that I can give it...
And I just do the last one, because I got the 50, then I still got other pages here, because I'm off in off. So I'll do this in my last page. Even when it comes to the draft implementation plan, now we can speak to the draft. The qualifications. I'll leave that one out because perhaps I'm going to speak under question with the previous one. What are the minimum requirements that's in the draft policy from higher education when it comes to ECT? I think that's because we received the report on ECT. qualifications were given, but I'm just asking whether the qualification, you know, what is the qualification that was given to us last week, and if it's still the same. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your presentation. My questions are just on a bit of a general nature.
Knowing that your voice is soft and they can't see you because of you speaking, can you come closer to the mic?
They spoke and I didn't see them and I didn't complain.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was too soft. My question comes to Chairperson having acknowledged the presentation and the fact that both the performance and the budget and the expenditure are all hovering around 100%. It is now an issue where I'm saying the performance is 100%, the expenditure is 100%, but how does one get to know the impact? Because the nature of the work that we're doing in social development is really more about the impact on the people on the ground. So when one gets a sense outside there, one would like to be able to counter the sense that one gets outside that things are not right. So if there's been a target and the target was met and money was spent totally, but you find, you get a sense that there's no impact on the ground. You are saying we don't have money anymore because we've used it 100% and we performed to our best ability, but you still are having, if, for example, Jefferson, you get a situation where people saying, are writing to say, five NGOs have been closed because they are not getting a subsidy from the department. This is happening and that is happening. But then you need to be able to say, but look, this is what has happened. I just need some link between performance and impact on the ground in cases where one is confronted by those sort of questions. And then the next question, Jay, also on a very general and just clarity-seeking nature is where you have a target to construct offices, frontline offices, and that is a target, and then those are being done. But then you have a situation where there are these offices, there are some that are not occupied. Is there a disjuncture between offices being built and the office being used, so that we know if we are not ready to use the constructed offices, not to build them, so that we can use the money to do something else. So that when we build them, we are able to immediately use them, because then they will add some value, you know, to the people around. And my question, the third question, Chair, is just a re-question that we. It's based on the part of the presentation that talked about the successful implementation of the communication program and marketing. And the mention was made of things like your Twitter, your website and media and all those things. And we spoke in this portfolio committee some time ago about the communication strategy that was going to target the people that do not have access to these things. And I'm saying that, I'm asking that because I've had a lot of questions being asked about the social relief of distress that is provided by the department, where people don't know about this. It's not that the department doesn't want to speak to them, but they don't know, but they are deserving and qualifying for this. So one that goes back to saying, do the people actually know about this? And if yes, how do they get to know about it? And I want to also go back to the 20 public meetings that both the minister and the deputy minister were able to address. And to say, when we come to saying that, for example, 15,000 people were met during these, I'm going back to the impact thing. Do the people go there to these public meetings and they come back with information, and are we getting a sense, in fact the question is, are we getting a sense that we are reaching to the people that we need to reach to, and how are we assessing that, as it were? Thank you, Chair.
As we continue to get questions, then you would be ensuring that there are those that you sometimes are involved and can give us a better answer. Mama Wilson?
Thank you, Chairperson. If I may just comment, you had made a mention of mental health patients earlier today and their care. And we understand that that is a health issue, Chair. It's very alarming when we get newspaper reports this morning that 35 mental patients were moved out of the life care centre into NGOs in Gauteng, and 35 of them have died as a result. That's very disturbing. And if those NGOs are being paid by the Department of Social Welfare, we need some serious looks into those facilities and why they were sent there if they were not qualified to have them. It's just a concern I'm raising because it wasn't necessary. Chairperson, yes, I have several questions. I'm looking at the quarter two report, which we had the last time you were here, where I said I had a lot of questions. I didn't raise them then because I was hoping the quarter three and quarter four reports would then perhaps stall my mind. I can't say it's totally stalled my mind. If I look at the quarter two report, P1 administration, it was slide 19 of the business unit report we were reflected 2 weeks ago. I'm looking at the adjusted votes for the ministry, which was 32.662 million, and at which point, by the end of the second quarter, 77.17% had already been used by the end of the second quarter of the budget. I then go to your slide number 82, P1 administration, in today's report, and the final voted budget was, it had escalated, the adjusted vote had gone from 32.662 under ministry, I'm looking at the ministry particularly, to 51.171. It's a monumental leap in terms of millions. Your report on the P1 administration is the bulk of that, on the second quarter's report that we got 2 weeks ago, was that the bulk of that had gone to ministerial travel and accommodation. To then leap from 3.662 to 5.171 million, this is a huge leap. If you can give me an idea, was that to cover further accommodation and travel in the ministers? And there are various adjustments in that, under the administration budget, that I find quite concerning. That's on program one. The other issue I have on program one is also under communications, where, and we must always be careful of quantitative versus qualitative, because there is a huge difference. It's very easy to say we reached 5 million people through social media. Well, I'm a social media freakeroid. The last posting from this department on Twitter was the 15th of October 2015. I found it on Twitter this morning. The last posting on Twitter this morning.
Deputy Minister, you are protected at DG. You will be given an opportunity to even ask clarification if you haven't understood. So can I have that delegation?
Can I finish the question?
In order.
Okay, that's a query, because I do. I follow Twitter and I follow Instagram. I went onto Instagram this morning. There is a dozen Instagram sites that are under Department of Social Development. Two that are general, the rest that are under provinces' names or under a specific officer's names. The bulk of the pictures on those Instagram are of staff, and some of them are not exactly appropriate. So I'm really concerned about what medicine is sending out there if we are reaching 5 million people on those sites. Is this contracted? Have we contracted out our social media? And if we have, at what cost? And what percentage of the P1, where in your P1 administration, in your cost, does communications come out of? I need to know which line item it is on page 82. The other question I have is with regards to the call center, the command center, violence. You were talking about 3,000 calls being received in a certain period. Again, is this contracted out? It's under P4, and if it is under P4, is this budget coming out of social prevention and victim empowerment? Are we paying a call centre out of there? Do we run that call centre, or is that call centre contracted out? And if so, how are they reporting on this? Because if it's contracted out, they're not just dealing with us, they're dealing with several organisations.
Okay,
I will come back for a second, but thank you.
Yes, will you agree to me that now you will come there? It's second draft. Mama Shulti.
Ndibonga ke presentation yanamhlanje ndiyabulela. Umbuzo wam uzoba laphaya kupage 5. Department EP, we're not challenges, we EP WP, reporting system. So they like it, I prefer to combine these challenges. Number two, go page 6 again. Defense department, what can I get to say about the finger key targets? Maybe it's big here. So I'm going to go on and I'm going to the percentage. Sibekile ngathi 6% yayo ngokwenene nangenyaniso na. Ithi apha i-program performance. Sorry? Ikota Ukuze sizobona kakuhle ukuba le percentage
ibekileyo ka 66% yiyo nyani na jantima.
Target we pursue, but it is just pure natural attrition. But
budget allocated to war veterans in terms of the social assistance, the 130 billion we get for social grant, 5 million of it is for war veterans. So it really is a very small part of the budget only. And on its own, it certainly didn't contribute to the underspending on the grant. That was as a result of the slower than expected uptake on disability grants rather than anything with the war veterans grant. Thank you.
I think, ma'am, there's a point of order, because I think when it comes to the veterans, you got it down as 4-1, but now you're speaking about 2-something. You just check. Just check when it comes to that social security program.
I will allow that you if someone is still checking, we can go to the next question.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. That is 2-6-1. I thought that's all 4-6-1. Thank you.
I don't know whether Mr. Van Fred on the policy side would like to add something on it. He says it's fine, it's covered. Can I request the CFO to deal with the issue of the top the ministry on the top the budget?
Thank you, Jason. With regards to the ministry, yes, we can confirm that increase has got to do with the ministry, and it's mainly with regards to the ministry, the entire ministry. This is the minister and the deputy minister and the staff, and it's got to do with travel and accommodation, and we must understand there's a lot of international engagements that the ministry is involved in. That's why this cost is so high, and that has been a divine idea so that we can increase the budget of the ministry, because it is quite, they've got quite a busy schedule. With regards to social media, we're not paying for social media, so there's no outsourced service that's happening in that regard either. And then communication is under corporate services. We can give a further breakdown of that corporate services budget if you want us to do that. And then also with regards to the call center, yes, it's paid under the VV sub-program. And yes, there is contractors in it. There's Vodacom, and there is Advanced Call, who's managing the VV call center. And then also Vodacom with regards to the application that we utilize in the geolocation that's in it.
Okay. On the issue of requirements, I'm sure the DG is also going at least in responding. When you make environment, do you have to consult the treasury, or how do you go about? Because honestly, you don't have loose funds that remain there that are not necessarily budgeted as to link to a particular program. How does this happen? I'm asking this question, DJ, because it is your responsibility to actually ensure that your certain areas of a budget, for example, you wouldn't allow a situation where compensation of the employees is more than a particular percentage. As opposed to service delivery. So I would want you to somehow make us feel comfortable how you go about these other very, very important tasks of the EAs of our country, as well as even members of your members of the admin, if they have to go to a particular New York thing, which is very obligatory, to report on behalf of our country, because if we don't, if we are not represented, we are also in a mess, we will get a junk status. Okay.
Thank you so much, Chair. Yes, indeed, we've got a budget committee. We meet regularly. We do reprioritization when we see that something's going wrong at certain call center. And we sit around as a team on. We do it once in regular, maybe every second week, and I know then it goes to the ESCO, where the ESCO looking to it, then we agree with, we'll go to treasury and ask for them to see the money from here to the other, if the money is not, on the other side is not being utilized, and we see that we may not, try and finish on that part at other time, other time. But I think the CFO is the mother when it comes to these things. But we use treasure, we don't do it on our own. We reprioritize, we agree, then we write a submission. The submission it comes to the teacher, sign the submission. Then, as we are going to be doing the environment coming now, we'll be taking it to take those things to treasure for them to allow us to shift funds around. I'm not sure that the funds are that correctly, and you can add on to it.
Chairperson, in terms of Section 43 of the FMA, we made those violations in line with Section 43 of the FMA, and it does go to Treasury for approval. So it's mainly done at the end where there's savings in or underspent in a particular program or sub-program, and then we move it accordingly as to Section 43.
Thank you so much. Mr. Nesipale, on the food security.
But can you assure this committee that we are not going to see a lot of violence? Why I'm saying so is because if you know that at a particular quarter there is increase in this requirement or need, so that when you actually plan your strategic priorities and your budget, you immediately put the budget there. Because as a committee, we will not feel comfortable to give you funds for a mental health center. And then the other time, we said that we had agreed with you, we had approved. You have decided unilaterally to take that and put it elsewhere without our involvement now. All we did here is to ensure that we oversight that the amount that you were given, you were able to utilize for that. I'm not criticizing you, I'm constructively bringing to you an opportunity that when you budget, look at what is critical. If you know that the minister sometimes have to have individual or whatever program tries to do it and so on, I would wish to see that this is budgeted for. According to, because your trend of expenditure you see as you go forward, otherwise you will be inviting unfair criticisms, because all the time you make payment when you had an opportunity to budget for that. Please help us do that so that we can anticipate what may come. Let's have anticipation process as well and concrete experiential learning as to our experiences that we have a child protection week, we have Mikonzo, we exactly budget for that, so that there's no issue. And even the traveling, by now we should be knowing that how many people accompany the minister, how many researchers do we need there, and what environment were they going. And therefore your delegation must be budgeted for at the early stage. That's why our request to you is that now we want to sit with you and your provinces while dealing with budgeting, plans, so that you don't have to come here and say you could have not done this. We must see your plan and then we see your budget, so that we are not at a different level of information. So I'm not expecting an answer on that one. Our task put in a recommendation that we need to do them, because sometimes it becomes unfair for me as a chef to listen to people when they say if the minister was the cause, the minister wanted to do this, the minister was supposed to do this. I think we should know the vision and therefore the requirements and needs of the minister, so that when we are here, we are not talking about minister, we are talking about your administration ability to deal with these anticipated and so on. So I wanted to say that. Can we then proceed to other answers? Because I don't want these matters to be left hanging behind.
Thank you so much, Chair. We take the suggestion from the Chair. We'll look into it going forward. I think the CFO is sitting next to me here. Can I request maybe to deal with the communication after that, then we deal with the issue of food security with Mr. Nesipale? Simon, can you take this one forward?
Okay. Thanks.
questions that are going to send us forward. One of the questions was on the fact that, of course, the targets are met and the expenditure has been spent. It was the question around the impact that has been asked. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we appreciate the fact that the institutional performance as part of the general regulation is something that should be done, and it's within the results-based framework. Unfortunately, if it's at the bottom, because it's much more on the output level and in the field chain on the results base, it can't go to outcomes or to impact and so forth. But as government, of course, there are various other instruments that are existing that be given to tell us in terms of, it's not about what we do, but it's also about how and then what becomes the impact of. For example, there is within the government-wide MNE 15 that affects the government. In 2011, the Performance Policy and Evaluation Unit then cabinet approved the National Evaluation Policy Framework, which then came back to the National Evaluation Plan, which is approved by cabinet. We were one of the departments when that 15, the evaluation scheme, the candidate 15, that was sent in that system. You recall colleagues, members as well, that there was the EPD diagnostic study that was done as part of the evaluation that are done. So I'm saying we've got an MSE unit in the department that follows some of the government guidelines issued in the country, and we can then begin to share with you outside some of these instruments that are existing, which is us to check our performance against the target that you select and they are in the APP. So APP does not allow us to have targets that are outcome related as well, that are impact related, because it's more about what it is should be given by using those particular expenditures as appropriated by treasurer. So I'm saying there are lots of evaluations that begin to tell more about the bigger stories about the impact, the rise of the facilities of making. I can just list a few. We've got the Child Support Grants Evaluation Impact Study that you've done in the National Evaluation Plan. Previously, we are also having the EPW evaluation that we've done. We are also having the substance abuse program evaluation that we've done. In terms of financial year, we did even an evaluation on the older parents. So there are other evaluations that we've done, and a lot of others that we do internally as well, that's having to do that through the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation. The second question as well was on the that one of the ways as well as a fact we are able to determine how we're performing, but also through the public, through initiatives such as President Mekonso, we are able to begin to measure ourselves in terms of performance, because it's more about increasing our footprint and make sure we identify and increase our relationship to the people. And there was a question in relation to that in terms of what then happens to these events, because they're not just about ministers going there and delivering speech, but it's about checking the daily flex of everything that includes other social development, the NTA, the CASA, being there, make sure that we provide the services as we interact and see the events that are happening in the ground. Those events are preceded by profiling. There's lots of work that goes to it, so that by the time whoever the political act arrives, there's lots of intervention that have already been taken place, and there are follow-ups that have been done. I just wanted to clarify, but on the last part then, was Mama Soda the question on the targets. If you look and monitor our APP, I think it has improved over the years, hence the performance as well. I'm sure once we present the final report, I think it improved in the way in which we construct and set our targets. And one of the smart things, of course, the president always uses that to much cut the number of targets that you have. And there's not everything that needs to go to the APP. Some of the issues and work that you do is too operational, that is better because the operational plan belongs to the manager as well. So some of the targets rather put them on the operational plan than the APP. I think we have been doing very well in terms of that. I remember in the previous financial year, we had over 150 targets, and in the 2015-16 financial year, we've cut a very substantial in terms of the number of targets that we have, and we have continued to improve in terms of that. And I think I need to clarify this last part, that of course we wanted to check as to the fact that you have achieved 50% at the end, what was the number, and I'm saying I might not have it on top of my head of the number of targets, but what is important to note is that in as much as
some of the targets may not have been met, but they're not been met fully, but they are still, there's work that has happened to it. For example, the minute the question example, when you look at the final at the end of performance, if I committed to take 500 NPOs on capacity, something like this, and I achieve only 495. The 495 is not considered as a full performance. Yet the whole expenditure for me not to have delivered on 500 is still same, even if there's 500 people taking not show up or did not attend the train. So these are some of the issues. It's also about the evidence that has been provided to justify and demonstrate that indeed a particular target was being conducted. I think those are some of the issues that I could relate to regarding the question for instance.
Can I have attention of the numbers? If the lunch is ready or whatever you call it, I'm not sure which lunch is dinner, but there is some food that is available. So we will break up and just have 30 minutes to and allow the department to further while they are eating consolidate their reports, their responses to us. Thank you. Can I make that assessment that we go in this subject? Thank you. Honourable members, as led by the whip, you go first.
I'm not going to be able to do that. sometimes wondering
what do you think?
and also we
have
Thank you.
Thank you. time for 2028. So I'm giving the team that we can.
No, that's fine.
That's good. But it's about the
social workers
in the district are able to follow up on all cases so that we are able to provide services as it's required, and also ensure that there's access to all the targeted groups and areas. The issue of levels of qualification for ECD practitioners, I think this was just a comment, but also to say there are no changes in terms of what higher education has publicized for comments around March. But also we have discussed, I think last week in the Joint Portfolio Committee, that there's certain training program that needs to be designed for those Gogos that are not able to access level 4 qualification. Then people have answered the command center issue to say we have appointed our own staff there. They are almost 48 total workers that we pay that are running the command center, except the technical part. They are the ones who are taking the calls, doing the counseling, and also the rest are linking with the district social workers. Also, we have 7 social supervisors that are social work veterans supervising the social workers from the command center, because they themselves need to be supervised and also be provided with debriefing occasionally, so that they are not burned out because of the type of cases they deal with. I think basically for me, I did just want to audit.
Yes, but while we were sitting here, I want to comment, I forgot her name. I always talk to her when there's a problem. Diana, Mama Diana, I always talk to her. I always talk to her when somebody calls me. At least 3 minutes to pick up the phone. But she can sometimes leave a message that this is what I've done, but I'm not able to find you anymore. But as we came out of this meeting, my neighbor did the same. Phoned there, they responded. So we were just checking if this is actually working. It does, but what also is a problem is that when people want to phone, they sometimes don't have that money. Sometimes they don't know, they didn't catch clearly the number to phone, and they sometimes say it doesn't work. But I can testify that and sometimes they come back to Parliament, and the content advisor many times has given me a feedback that this is what they was being asked, and this is the answer I got, and I sent to the very people who were actually doing that work. So I think we also have a duty in our constituency offices to utilize these numbers, and then when people come and complain, we give them the right number, or we assist using the phone in our constituency office to just check and get it. I was surprised when I spoke to NIDA. I had seen them in a newspaper. They were saying, this is what they're doing, and I phoned to. And they said, where are you? And they said, we are in East London. And I can see that you wrote this and this. Can you still say, yes, that's what we do. How many people there that need training? Where are they? Will you then assist me get their numbers, etc.? So I think sometimes when the communication even on our side with the PCOs is not, I think we must use our PCOs more and more. So I'm not answering the question, but I'm actually saying there's still more that members of the people, particularly of the portfolio committee, can do to assist a number of people out there. So the next question.
Thanks so much, Chair. Mr. Supali on food security.
Thanks very much, Jefferson, the honorable members. We provide food to households and individuals, and we have got over 166 centers where people go and eat on a daily basis, and we also provide food through the SRD programs that is taking place on a daily basis. So there is an approach or a strategy on how food are supposed to be distributed daily. As we speak, some people also have shown that the impact of what we do, as this study that we've done, as the 6SA has indicated, the vulnerability to hunger is now reduced. The incidence of malnutrition in the rural area is now stabilized. So I think there is a significant impact that the department program is making within communities. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Maybe on the issue Mama was seeing on the Twitter I was made aware that yes they are what do you call them? There is Twitter that was no longer Twitter account that was no longer used, and we're using the new one. I only knew the new one. I did not know about the old one. I think that Mama Wilson is using the one that we're using @_DSP. That one is on a daily basis. It is there because I do get into it. @_DSP _DSP. That's the one that is used on a daily basis. We will check on the misappropriation on people that are misusing the those Twitter that Uma Wilson has mentioned. We go through that even on Instagram. Is it on Instagram, or the
if you go onto Instagram and you search for DSP or Department for Social Development, you get a whole stream of menus. But all Department for Social Development. And there they've got pictures of staff and taking a break and having lunch and all those kind of things.
Okay.
But there's a whole stream of things. Some of them have got nothing, other ones have got stuff that's not really appropriate. It's not really related to staff.
Thanks for that, Mama Wilson. We'll make it a point that we're going to ask the parent communication to clean up our Instagram so that it's not linkage with any staff member or anybody, and it must all be used by the people that are appropriate, that are supposed to be looking onto it, not just anyone. But thank you so much for that. Can I ask the Deputy Minister then to get on some of the things that she wanted to say on this round?
Yes, but I wanted also to welcome our member in this portfolio committee, Mama Abrams. I know that she was with the other department, but indeed we have not got anything. We went through that what was presented and were asking questions. So as they continue to answer, you will find the space to get in and ask your questions. We are very happy that we have arrived. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jefferson, Honourable Member. Good afternoon. I'm going to just clarify a few things. The first one is the administrative aspects of the ministry budget have been addressed. I'll just add a few things to it. The Minister was appointed, just as an example, Madam Chair, appointed by the UN to pressure the committee that deals with the SDGs. So that becomes something that's not anticipated, because you don't plan that you're going to be nominated. And I was nominated, I'm the current chair of the AU Committee on Health, Population and Drug Control. And the department would not have anticipated. So since 2015 April, it's the department that's chaired that committee, and it came with a whole lot of responsibilities. The minister's responsibilities went on until September last year, as they went to Bunga, and then that time mine was starting, where I needed to lead the whole African continent. That brought a lot of international trouble. Back and forth to different countries and setting up what the AU has approved. So that led to the department needing to adjust to enable South Africa to meet its obligations. And the issue around our Mekongo as well, the interaction with people. I want to confirm that the manner in which our ministerial outreach program is structured, it allows proper intervention. As the DG has said, there's profiling that happens beforehand, and that profiling is done by the province, district, local, and national. Together, the information is captured, and then it's verified through dialogues that are held. And I would want to request that when members are in their constituencies, one of the things we will do better is to alert and provide the schedule of our ministerial outreach so that members are able to join us where possible and to be able to see. On issues of SRG, I just wanted to stress, like Friday, we distributed 5,000 SRG, that's the 9th of September. Just as an example, and I think we need to just improve how we communicate and how we capture it. The issues around mental health and housing, we know that, and we want to indicate that when housing started with the issue around mental health, because in terms of the Mental Health Care Act that falls under disability, the disability unit did engage the MEC at the national level, jointly between the MEC of Health and the MEC of Social Development, to actually highlight some of the human rights aspects, as we would be aware that with the ministry, with the Department of Women being closed, the rights of persons with disabilities moved to the department, as well as the rights of children. And that those also came with their own international obligations that are compulsory supporting. And also the last point is to the members. Sometimes we are unable to avoid violence because I'll make an example that the UN committees would issue a schedule and say, you submitted your report, you'll report in 2019. And I'll make that example with the disability report. And only last week did we learn that actually the committee worked very fast and now must appear in early 2017, February, which is something that also disorganized us. I think there's just two more questions that I think the DG just needs to distribute to the EWP one. And the last one is the rehabilitation centers, since I'm responsible for issues around drugs that you've asked. I just wanted to say there's different types of intervention, and we are working very hard, especially to strengthen the EDA, but also to reach out to cross-cutting issues. An example is that the CDA is currently working with the South African National AIDS Council to look at issues around harm reduction, needle change, which is the reduction. But also we contribute to provinces under a conditional grant towards them constructing their drug rehabilitation centers. In terms of the Act, the chairperson is very correct. The Act requires us to also have daycare facilities, community-based daycare facilities, not necessarily inpatient facilities. We are currently as a department of the six that Treasury has given us. Two have been finalized and they are currently functioning. As the chair alluded to one, which is in Costa Rica that specializes on drug-related issues in relation to children. And we will be in the middle of the other two, and the other two, because the treasure staggered as the distribution of resources. So we will then start with the construction of the other two in the next financial year. With regards to the accreditation of the community centers, we take note of that, Shepherd, and it is something that we're working on so that we are able to develop norms and standards and make it probable that not everybody can start such a program, but the relevant people that are supposed to start the program are properly accredited. Thank you very much.
I know that the answers, and I do know that when an answer is input forward, another thing comes up. Mm-hmm. So we give that opportunity. If you have finished with your answering, let's continue.
I will not look
request Mr. Jones to finalize with EPWD.
Okay. Thank you, the chamber members and the chair. There was a question on the expanded public program regarding the low numbers and the reason for low numbers we have submitted is because of this team. I don't need to explain that we as social development, we are just coordinating the social sector within the limitation of the expanded public program. And everything that has to do with the expanded public program still resonates with the large with the Department of Public Works as an overall coordinator. And then it means the ME of the EPWP still remains with the Department of Works. And we recall that in the previous financial year they then developed a new ME system, and it was a challenge for them and for us in terms of obtaining the exact figures and specifics to give us the exact number and things. But of course they did justify and explain it during the present conference social sector with the social sector that the problem are within the provinces and the municipality need to fit in information. So that is something I think in capacity towards that we are said the receiving and from us and to receive those low numbers regarding the number of opportunities that create. It was fast before, so we have maintained the same target without knowing that there will be challenges in the system, but we've been engaging with the public health department and there are some improvements. I'm hoping it will be better in the current financial year. Thank you, Chairperson.
We are almost through with all the questions, but I want to actually revisit that part of integration. I think there is a problem in integrating with provinces. And this is not by mistake. The provinces are very happy not to be integrated because they always get away from being supervised. And I do get a sense that the department is reluctant to oversight them because that fund has been allocated through the province and not through the department nationally for most of the NPOs and the NGOs. However, you are the custodians of the national policy. Whether you have funded a project or not, I don't see this portfolio committee not being able to oversight. Because if we go to a particular NPO, we want to know about health, I mean, what they are doing. That money they get from the national edge, not a provincial. So I think we are going to be very serious, DG and Deputy Minister, to say this time around, we are not going to allow provinces not to account, because nationally, I get that now you are unable to get the statistics in time and to consolidate those statistics, yet it is the outcome of the minister to do that. Whether it's outcome making or whatever outcome, where he actually reports on that. He actually reports on that. So why we think we must invite DG. And this invitation will also be from National Law Department that DGs, SODs, and we invite them to a meeting. Maybe two provinces, to listen to them and also to enlighten them that there is no territory here where people are think that no, Kina, we can only report to the SOP, no, Kina, we're not supposed to be interacting with national. What is wrong? There is corporate governance in this country with principles of integration. I'm raising this in the sense that even if national would build a mental health hospital or let's say a white door, but I don't think national has got all the ability to see the daily activities of a white door right somewhere in Tabarnik. So the best way is to actually integrate with the local government where does the councillor get his work committee, there's a traditional leader. It goes up and up about increasing this is a stage. If we are not implementing this now and making it our norm, we are not going to be successful. Because we are not going, we will always get a report. Always get a report that, no, that project is no longer functioning. That project was not funded, but I think we should have a coordinated effort. For example, the president was saying he has stayed 4 months with a death certificate and was not able to get a grant for any other thing. I was actually saying, no. Where was the Mkogeni of the South, where she goes to church, when she was said to be dead? Where was the school? Where was the uncle? Where was whoever? Where was the traditional leader to say, no, this person is alive, here is this person? So I think the matter is when you say it's home affairs. For it to be sorted out, you must meet Honorable Dikaba. No, everyone must be on the move, because most people get paid in a village. I can tell you there's a CTW, they get paid. There's a traditional leader, they get paid. There is a ward committee, they get paid. There's a ward councillor. You can count up to 10 people in a village who get paid through the department. But they tend to say, I belong to social development. I'm a community health worker for health. I'm this. And not focus on bringing that army of people on board. And I do want to comment on this thing of acting aging. I think that matter could lead to golden games. I think that matter that Nesitens has not been clearly looked into. Oh, Nesitens. You know, there is a Nesitens who worries me about this organization issue. And the funds following, function where people are. So I'm sorry to associate you with that a friend of mine on that specific debate. And the man I'm going to say about exactly what Mr. Nitenia Shikers has. You know, when you say people must be active, how can you think if I've never been in sports since my birth, I'm going to run when I'm old? And why do you think that every other person is idle, like staying in so-called houses? Because many people stay in homesteads. They wake up, they feed their pigs, their chickens, they go to the garden, they do a lot of work. And they don't have this time to go and sit in a senior citizen's service center. Because they still have to use their hands to make a grass work, to do bit work, any many things. Now that we have to move them from their ordinary everyday dwelling, they actually wait for people to arrive, best of that house, and so on. They attend many things in the society. Now when it comes to blanket giving and whatever, when they are invited by UDG to go anywhere, people who are invited are those that are in service centers. They will definitely say, what criteria did you use to take senior citizens to Kulukwane? They will say, no, we took those who are in service centers. I think community members in rural areas are very responsible. And their responsibility, and when they take it, the duty to go to neighbors when they lose someone, to do this, they are counselors. But I think these fundings must find a way, I'm honest about this, of considering whether you want to club these women, these people in one area, called service center, or you want to have a way of reaching to them, because I think you can't leave your garden. Because I know even those who cannot walk, they take a chair and sit in the garden and use something else to try and weed. That's what made them to be alive, because they have lived under such conditions. So this matter of one type of reaching out becomes that it fits everybody. I appeal to the department to look into that. I've actually spoken to men who said, no, they are the Shalwafa. Do you see another one that wants to be a scholar and in back? Do they not share them? So I won't do that. So I think we need to be very careful on that. And secondly, why we can't see your target at times or your change, it is very critical that I don't know whether it's old fashioned and people who belong to the old generation always think that things are too fast, and why these young people think we are too slow. So there's that gap which we must always guard against, that don't be too fast, but also we must not be too slow. The so-called pilot is equal. Because if you say you are going to have a project, say in a cause or is in need, it doesn't appear that in each province you have one, whatever it is, so that particular province can use the pilot to expand that project. So that when we ask you of an ideal ECD, ideal one, you can say, this is the pilot. All of them in this particular district are learning experiences from this one. And this food thing is killing our society. Because people who are able can chew and they can fight for having this food passes. Yet there's a garden, they are not waiting on it. Some of them have got water, a tap in front of that roundabout. They don't use that. They don't use their garden. All they are complaining is about social worker didn't come this time to give us food. Social worker must allow us to get our payment for Christmas purposes. We have not received Christmas food parcels. I think we had an engagement with Mr. Shibai about this, and probably is engulfing us now, very seriously. I do take your point that nutritional state is better, but there's a report as released by the Department of Health that malnutrition is worse, 0 to 5 years, especially in areas where they conducted a study as a result of primary care or NHI. So we cannot sit here and be comfortable that malnutrition, even if you go past, you can see that these people are not. You go to a meeting and you think you can't afford to see people are very different to you, coughing, very lean, the situation, desperate. So it's there and glaring on us. Now I want to say to you, I still appeal to you that we mustn't go to sleep to say there's drought. There are many, many, many lands that lie fallow along the water that are running to our feet. And it's so easy to do that project without getting all these other great things of what irrigation, what. But things can be done temporarily in a way that people have done it indigenously before. I went to a radio from a man at 3 a.m. on Friday last week. I was talking about food security. That thing was started at 3 a.m. until 4:30. But when it was 4:30, the programmer was complaining that there are still many red spots, people want to talk. And after that, I received a string of people saying, we've got 4 hectares next to the water. We've got this next to the water. It's something. If they can bring just a tractor to do something, we can get there on that work tomorrow. We listened to that at 3 p.m. And please come on Friday again. And also when it's 5 million people listeners. So it's possible that if you go to that person was saying to me, I have no one to appeal to. No one is coming to this Food Security and Agriculture Program. So I'm requesting that we still need an engagement as to does DFE give food passes, does SANSA give passes, and also community development so that gives food. No, people must produce food so that they can have a fish on a daily basis. So I'm sorry to have taken this time, but at least I wanted this part, that when you come with a plan, you must tell us that Singa River, there are many defunct projects there. They were saying they used to have generators, blah, blah, many rivers in our country that can be useful to our people. We need support very little, because I know you are not agriculture, but you can't fail to buy a generator in 5,000. I am denying. 5,000, I irrigate. I do irrigate, and I eat my food here in Cape Town. I bring it in the transport your money. And I carry my veggies, and people ask me what is in here, and say, because I don't want to buy. You can also not buy. I mean, you can not ask for an increment. So can we go to new questions now? But if your question still relates to what you ask, you're not happy, let's take that second fight. Can I start with a... Honorable Mabino, Mama Wilson, and maybe you're touching your head. And this lady sits before you, in front of you, so I cannot see most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Mama Whip, and then Wilson, in that one. No, you don't touch that, you lift up your hands and that is.
I'm just an awesome one, and I ask like that, when it comes to social relief of the state, understanding why. Because that's a very important program of the department. You only spend about 60% of it. I leave it at that. Thank you.
I just want to reiterate on something. I'm a great believer that when something is well done and somebody is due credit, they should indeed get it. And Mama Carper, you talked earlier about the services through SASA that we get from Mrs. Dunphy. And I have to tell you that there are days I don't know what I would be without Mrs. Dunphy. Her response to questions and queries and her availability to us is outstanding, and I really, really, I think any of us who've been dealing with her appreciate her support for us in the portfolio, and I honestly believe that she should be recognized for the outstanding work that she does, and it's great to be able to do that in this format. Thank you, Mrs. Duncan. Back to the program. I want to go back to Program 1 on social media. Thank you for the updated information on a Twitter account that does assist us tremendously. I like to follow social media as a great source of information. But indeed, CFO, if we can give a breakdown there on what our corporate services budget and program, and what percentage of that actually goes to our communications. And likewise to Program 4, where we have 64 million in program form where the call centres fall under. What percentage of those going to call centres? And my concern there is that the expenditure under the program considerably increased compared with the previous financial year. And the reasons given to this was mainly due to travel and subsistence, advertising for the Children's Parliament activities, review of the social welfare white paper, social workers in Dahaba, consultant payments for the audit and architectural designs for the construction of the substance
abuse treatment centers, which I'm going to come back on, and the compensation of employees due to the capacitation of the Gender-Based Violence Command Center. The Gender-Based Violence Command Center is contracted out to ORCOM and Vodacom. So why are we compensating the employees due for capacitation when it's contracted out? I'm not sure, are we paying double here? I just want to check up on that. And my concern there, also under program 4, there's a 1.884 million underspent. And one of the reasons given to this is the non-compliance of NGOs. Okay. Now that's quite alarming. And why are they non-compliant? Is this a running trend? And it goes back to program 5 where you say 7,953 applications for NGO or NPO status were received and processed. Of those 793, how many were actually compliant? How many did we actually approve? And this non-compliance of NGOs is always alarming. Still with program 4, a special request here because we were all part of the joint meeting the other day, Mama Carter, you weren't. This portfolio has never seen that ECD policy. It was passed by Cabinet in December. We haven't seen this. We have no idea what it entails and what key areas are it aims to address. Can we have a presentation on that to this thing? I'll leave it there, Mama Carter. But while I'm talking about the constructions of the abuse centres, and the minister was here last week and she did respond this to me that the centre in Limpopo is completed, has been for almost 2 years, they're not open because there's no operational budget for it. We are now building another two. We can build up all the centres we like, but if they're never going to open, we're never going to fix the substance abuse program. Please tell me that these things are budgeted for next year. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair. Maybe I'll start towards the end on the Vodacom. The issue of Vodacom, the CFO, I thought he tried to explain on the outsourcing of Vodacom. He said, we are using the platform for Vodacom. We've got our social workers that are there. I think we're using the veterans. Social workers. Kony is going to explain that one further. We are running the call centers run by the department, but the system and the issue of geolocation is those things that are technical in nature that are outsourced, but the work itself is done by the department. Can I request Kony to expatiate on that? Then I'll request CFO and the municipality on the understanding, then the rest on the centers,
Colin. Thanks, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. With the command center, I think the CFO earlier on indicated that we have outsourced two services, AdvanceCall and Vodacom, because with Vodacom we're using their platform and AdvanceCall is manning the call centers. But we have 48 social workers that we have appointed that are working shift, that are responsible for the online counseling and they are receiving the call, and also 7 supervisors that are also veteran social workers, and also there's a project manager within the facility to make sure that the day-to-day activities are run properly because it's a 24-hour service. So at a given time you need to have people there. Then in the issue of the non-compliance of NGOs, yes, within program 4 we have the Council for Social Service Professionals. For the past 2 years now, we have not been funding them because they are not complying. And we had several meetings with them because we demanded a turnaround strategy in terms of how they're going to change things around in the council so that we are able to fund them for programmatic areas that they submitted a business plan for. So up to this stage, we still not yet satisfied with the plan that was received because it was not followed and implemented. So even this year, the possibility is high that we're not going to fund them, but we're still asking them to improve on certain things. So that whole amount is basically for social service professional campus.
the other national NGOs, they tried to comply, but those funds were slow, but we managed to transfer the funds. In terms of ECT policy, I think it's up to the committee. We'll be available anytime they invite us to come present the policy. But when we presented the integrated plan, previously we did mention the policy areas, but I think it would be proper to come at maybe with an approved policy to come present at the invitation of the committee. With the construction of substance abuse centers, yes, we did respond back to the Minister of Limpopo one because it was built by the province itself. But the ones that are constructing, that Treasury has provided funding for us, they even provided operational costs because we identified there's a gap to say we cannot just build, we need to make sure that once we finish, we operationalize it. But also we didn't leave Limpopo on its own. 2 weeks back there was an MK hearing where we emphasized the provincial treasurer to say it's very important for you to allocate operational costs for these treatments, and there's a still been completed for the past 2 years, and there's a need. We don't even have a treatment center in that area. So we just hopeful that Treasury maybe has listened, they will assist in allocating some operational costs in. As you have heard in our report, we did try to assist them to register so that once money is allocated, they can operate in that area. I think that's all.
I think it will not be correct for a policy to go to an implementation level without the committee having had a word on that. I think that was an omission, because we are about legislation, and therefore we are about knowing your norm and your norms and values, so that when we do the oversight, we actually utilize what you have provided for us. And only when we ask you questions, sometimes we want to assist, because we believe very strongly that this drug issue is a thorn in the flesh in the entire country. And therefore, if CDA is not funded or any of your program is not funded, I think as a team of legislators, we have a right to approach the measures to find a reason why such an important issue in our country is really, really a national matter. And I think we've had more than debate. Someone was saying we must debate it, and I was saying, how can we debate it? We have debated in the House 3 times with resolutions, which are not really being implemented. And I think if we get a full report and a letter that you have written to the Treasurer, when we have the right to invite the Treasury to address us as this committee as to what else could be done if we can't deal with what is killing our nation, this drug issue. And I think we need to do something about that. And then can we then proceed?
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair. We forgot to accept the commendation for Ms. Dunkley. It's highly appreciated. Good work is recognized, so we are happy that it has happened here in the committee today. And we take note again on the request of breaking down the corporate services budget. We are going to do that, Susan. We are going to do that and do a proper job. I know that they want to talk about it. I'm afraid they are going to talk about something that they are not going to do a thorough job, because they already admitted that they have not broken it down to the nitty-gritty of the public service. I'll request us to say, to go back and do that when we come next, I think for the first quarter, to report on the first quarter, I think on the 14th also, then we start with that, and we talk about it, then we go to the, and report on the first quarter for the year. But that will be my suggestion to Mama, which is in as a request on the breakdown. And on the active aging, I think Connie is supposed to, I think she's going to tell about it a little bit.
Okay. Thank you. My apologies, I forgot about it. The active aging program, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, it's meant to really encourage older persons. There are those that are very lonely and staying in an area where there are no activities. So it's not like it's compulsory that we encourage them to really attend service centers and also attend these games, because then they started it was a competition, but now we realize that competition doesn't help. We just need all our older persons to participate, so that at the end they've got a role to play in terms of how they really play a role in the active aging program. Because it's not only the sporting activities. In Gauteng, for instance, they've started also building gyms in the service centers. There's a section where you have machines where they can just exercise. They don't want to participate in sports because it's not like you have to. So we are trying, because we're working with them, because they are also assessed in terms of your health condition, what are the type of activities that you can be involved in, because your health needs to come first and needs to be taken into consideration before you participate in any active aging program that is taking place in the community.
Mawe konekazi zao, akompi nitenge kwa jatri, kuti anigwe ishekazi employment. Because they are full of indigenous knowledge, including indigenous foods that are actually being nullified by foreign food that we people lived for 100 and something years, while they were using their own types of food, indigenous food, which is no longer, but we see it in market now. We are supposed to be buying what we are getting from the rivers, from Shoprite, because we no longer, we were told it's not right. Now when it brought, it's some, and a commodity against us. We have to buy what was literally from the rivers. I can tell you the names. I went through a whole process in Shoprite. This one, and when I took this to the other people and asked, when did you last? They said, no, in such and such a river, in such and such a river. For example, this thing that is 200, one piece of a necklace, Louis, and it's a foot like, Pamajakis, I don't know the other language. It was worn by babies around the waist. It's now 200, one single thing in the shops. But that was found next to the rivers, growing and is known and harvested by indigenous people and make it a necklace. I think there are many of these, and these people are the wealthiest in terms of knowing many things that our children can get from them. That's what I'm encouraging. I appreciate the program, and I'm sorry if I sounded like it's not necessary, but I was like saying, spread it so that I don't find myself now and teach young children how to home and how to plant, but I can't teach them how to run. So I wasn't really being negative in that one. Please forgive my language. Can we continue with other questions if there are? And I think we will soon be winding up and finish. But I also really believe that we will seek as the committee and craft another way of program. Can I acknowledge understanding of social relief, can we get that before?
Thank you, Honourable Chair and members. The social relief expenditure at the end of the third quarter was at 60%, but by the end of the fourth quarter it had gone up to 90% of the budget. Mm-hmm. The total budget we had last year for social relief was $450 million, and by the end of the financial year we had spent $407 million, which was 90%. One of the reasons for the low spending was the school uniform project, which we launched towards the end of the third quarter. And because we buy the school uniforms from cooperatives, some of it couldn't be delivered by the end of the financial year, and that expenditure went into this current financial year. But it left us with a shortfall in terms of spending on the social relief budget for 2015-16. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I remember this information being presented that there was a problem with the cooperatives that were to produce these uniforms. But I can assure you that uniform thing is going to be a huge problem. Because those people like GM
student priests that have been in that training for a long time. They even claim because if our people want to buy back, they say, oh no, you will buy it on our condition. So making white shirt is a problem. Making a tunic is a problem. Because others own material now. And make it so difficult for those who want to sell to Sasa this one. I think this whole economic situation in our country is a problem. Honorable, okay, and
it's just that if that is the case, that it's on 90-something, then when it comes to slide 85, the change must be made there. Because like 85 says that 60.7% was spent. So I think it has to be rectified, because we see where it was rectified when it comes to the annual report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, you can curse me later. I still have questions, sorry.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the call centers. I have a contender. If we can, CFO, can we get a breakdown and then in program 4 of the social crime prevention and victim empowerment, that line item? What exactly is that for? Because I need to understand if all call and Vodacom, we're using their infrastructure, their facilities, but we've got our own people in taking the calls. I'd like to know just how much we're paying all for every month. That's on that one. I'm not sure that I understood or perhaps I missed the question. With regards to program 5, the 7,933 applications received from NPOs that were all processed, when we say they were processed, were they accepted? Or how many were rejected? Some kind of indication there that at least half of them were rejecting, they're not compliant, they don't know what they're doing, we don't get business plans from them. My other concern is the child register, where we've processed to where we say 3,000 people have been helped. What is the backlog? Because we get calls daily, from foster parents, adoptive parents, institutions, who say, please help us, we're waiting for a child clearance certificate, and we've been waiting anything from 3 to 6 months. That's a concern there. And lastly, perhaps you can help me on Program 3, Social Security Policy and Administration, your line item Social Grants Administration, which is 6 billion. Is it my understanding is that's what we are currently paying NET1? No. Where does NET1 fall out of? Is that part of the FAFSA? Okay, so then the Social Grants Administration, what exactly is that? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Can I request that the breakdowns with all Honorable Mawisi, I really don't want to gag you, but I can say the department, we have already instructed them that they go and have this breakdown so that they don't rush matters and give you what they are not very sure of. All the matters that are supposed to be broken down, I can see the other answers in that they are really responding to what it means, what you were asking. And if we are at that stage, can I request that we go towards closing? I'm really putting that more of these questions as is going to be asked when we deal with the annual report. And then we are sharpening our ability to interact with the annual report, which we will be getting as soon as the department won't wait for September or whatever. When we have space and the annual report is available, we will also request the other chairs to allow us, other chairs, just one day, so that we can finish and then they can go to those committees. We are trying to be friendly with other chairs that at one stage we don't have the meeting they have. And then once we have hours, we have it for the full day instead of taking 1-2 hours to film and so on. It doesn't help us. Our members certified that they have asked it and answered all the questions.
I think the breakdown on the VEP, we are going to add on to the next week on the first thing, subject to a data thing. And the MPOs, we are doing the same thing with tool. Unpack it and start with it on the 21st. The child register thing is calling and handling it now.
I also asked this question. Are you through with the review and of the policy on MPOs? If there is true, you can also add when you answer issues on breakdown on issues or on those ends. But it will be linked because I think implementation of NGO funding is directly linked with the review policy as to how should they portray themselves in order to be ready to be assisted. So that one must come together with the breakdown.
Okay.
If it's calling, you can answer honorably.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Minister. With the child protection register, yes, previously we had challenges, but since this year we have capacitated the unit. We have appointed additional staff. We have 9 now registered staff. We have 13 data captures. We have 8 social workers that are dealing with the child protection register at a national level. Since the appointment of this official from 1 April 2016, we don't have the backlog. I'm standing here confident that we don't have a backlog. And we attend inquiries and they are logged on electronically on the system and they are able to meet the 21 days because the act is clear. It says within 21 days you need to respond to the inquiry. We are able to attend an average of 1,005 inquiries per official per week. As we receive this inquiry, we follow a process of sending out of an acknowledgement letter of receipt to the client. And we also finalize the screening and process within 21 working days of keeping the data. However, there are other challenges that we're experiencing as we implement the child protection register. The main challenge that we experience is the return of mail. You use the address that is given by the client. Then when you post the letter, we have got a lot of returned mail. And when you try to also verify using the information that is given, sometimes we are unable to trace the client telephonically to verify certain information also because some still submit documents without ID copies, some without even the numbers themselves. But in terms of capacity, we are confident we have the necessary capacity. We still have those issues of people not submitting the complete information, and most addresses they come back to us. So we just need to strengthen our education and communication to the public to say we need this type of documents to be sent to us so that we are able to assist you within the prescribed period. We don't have the backlog.
Please make noise as they are going to go to the airport. You know if there's no ID, you're not going to get into that flight. And you know that for you to be saved, it's your card and your ID. Otherwise, the flight will overload you. So let's tell our people that it's important to bring everything. Let's find a way of communicating what is it that you require to apply for this and to apply for this. So that in future, they've got fewer questions. If you give us information immediately, on willy-nilly, we were not going to ask any questions. But we ask questions because we want to understand what you have given to us. But I do want, before we close, to make a formal apology to Ms. Diana Zanki for me not having known your name before. All I know is your voice when it's because I don't speak who is speaking, but what that person is speaking. So I don't want you to leave here. The chairperson doesn't even care to know my name. And she acknowledges that I'm doing good work. All of us are important in this process. So I think we are done. we are done. I appreciate that. I know if Ali, we can we say we again until the next time. But even if I didn't interview, not a single one of you will not believe me. Even if I didn't say the other language. Or there's an announcement, please. There's an announcement coming. The announcement on Fiji.
On Fiji?
Yes.
Is that here?
Lemba, if you can remember, I think 2 weeks ago, I sent an SMS informing you about the delegation from the Future Parliament, but they couldn't come due to other commitments. They also requested to meet with us next week, Thursday, 12:30 to 2:00. So they're really looking forward to meet the committee, in the same committee, and they want to look at the issues of other persons, and you'll need to get something in that respect. Thank you. 12:30 to 2:00. Disability, yeah, disability.
We have no problem in inviting the minister to be part of us because the committee meeting, and they want to learn lessons from ourselves. They would actually want to sit and see how we interact with each other and how we get a report, how we oversight, etc. We know that we didn't go overseas. We will have to fight for that next year. We must have the budget to go to one of the countries.
Yes.
I can see in my
face.
Thank you for that. Let's go there. The meeting is adjourned.
I'm not going to be able to do it.